hello, my freaks. It's Thursday, August 6, 2009. Today, I've got a best of show for you from September of 2007. Now, Sideshow members are getting a brand new episode today, so if you want to hear that, you guys know what to do. Otherwise, we will be back tomorrow to end the week with Big Friday program. Until then, enjoy.
Hey, folks, this is Fat Man. You're listening to Distorted Deal.
Hairdresser, would you set me up? Make a little wave or two. Make me into something new. Cause I am so blue. I'll give you a chance. Cause I wanna dance. And if you really would, it would be understood. I'll make sure I tip you good. Cut my hair, it won't behave. Set it up with gel and wave. One or two ringlets. Keep the top a little wet. Sure, this piece looks great. I'm worried, I'm tired, I'm late.
Hey, freaks, it's Thursday, September 20th, 2007. Coming up on the program today, justice. Poodle justice. Plus, masturbating with laundry detergent and a vacuum cleaner. And there's a dildo in my sausage. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. Have a great show for you today. You know, at the top of the program, you heard that hairdresser song. And for those of you who are new listeners, believe it or not, the song goes on for another 3 minutes. It's really quite painful. As a matter of fact, I think on one episode of Distorted View, I might have been really angry with my listeners for some reason, because I think I played the entire 4.5 minute song, but I'll never do that again. I'm sorry. It was cruel of me. What's great about it is, like, halfway through, it turns into a completely different song. It's as if the woman said, you know what, I can't even take this anymore. So the tune kind of changes, but it's still just as awful. I'll put a link to it on the show notes today so you can check out Hairdresser. Her outfit looks like she's wearing a garbage bag. She's fantastic. There's not too many songs about hairdressers, so, you know, I commend her. Hey, just for those of you wondering, I am still alive. Thank you. Everyone congratulate me. Okay, my new thing is I'm thinking that it's probably not my appendix. Now I think, like, I'm not constipated, and I can fart and stuff, but I feel like something's backed up. Like, I just really just want to, like, if I fart... Like, I'm bloated. I need to call Madge Weinstein. Would that cause, like, pain like that? What can I take? I bought some Gas-X today. The good people. Who makes this? Novartis Consumer Health makes Gas-X, but it's not doing anything for me. I just want to, like, just shit it out! Shit it out! Oh, wait! See? I can fart. Oh, my God, and they are rank. Something's wrong with me. A hateful smelling fart, but they're not gratifying farts. Like, I want one that just really goes, you know, like, I really want to shit it out. So we'll see what happens. Maybe, like, gas is pressing down on my organs and that's what's causing the pain. I don't know. All right, I've got some audio for you. You know, I love playing the hobo, the crazy, insane hobos. I just love how we're going back to, like, 1920s terminology for the homeless. Hobos. He's a boxcar Willie. Got one of those sticks with the bandanas wrapped around it, holding all of his belongings. All right, so this guy is Australian. He's an Australian crazy hobo.
Oh, I can't crazy. Can't you twat fuck off?
I got twat and fuck off. I think I'm starting to understand the hobos.
Can't you twat fuck off?
Fuck off.
Oh, I fucking twat.
Something about a giant twat. I'm becoming fluent in Hobonese. I just love hearing crazy people try to speak. Speaking of which, I've got new audio of the Fat Man. Yes, it hasn't even been a week since he announced his retirement. He's come out with a new video. Gotta be shitting me with this. I thought I was getting a world exclusive, and then he comes out and produces a new video. Although, check this shit out. He's done being Fat Man. Oh yes, his new videos are all about his weight loss adventure. Take a listen.
Hello, folks. Fat Man here again. And you will notice today, I am eating an apple.
An apple?
Now, folks, you may wonder why Fat Man is eating an apple. Fat Man is eating an apple because today, folks, I have decided to go on a diet.
Folks?
That's right, folks. Fat Man has decided to go on a diet. I have decided by next September 19th, 2008, I am going to be down under 200 pounds around my ideal weight.
Oh, that is quite a dream, Fat Man. You know what we should do? We should do a Who Is search on his, whatever website he registered. I think it's fat-man.org or whatever. And see if he provided his home address. And if so, we'll just keep sending him, like, crates full of junk food. Like, ranch dipping sauce, Twinkies, Zingers, Suzy Q's, potato chips, blocks of cheese. There's no way he would be able to resist. When the year is up, he actually ends up weighing more than when he started. Oh, nothing would please me more. I hope he does weigh-ins on these videos. All right, let's see what else the Fat Man has to say. By the way, I love how he's eating an apple in this video. He's really showing everyone how he's healthy now.
Now, folks, you may wonder why Fat Man is wearing a shirt today.
Okay, that explains why I wasn't as nauseous watching him in this video than the previous Fat Man flicks.
Now, folks, you may wonder why Fat Man is wearing a shirt today.
Yes.
I'm wearing a shirt today, folks.
Just not the same without his big floppy tits flapping around.
A little respect for myself, because Fat Man is an important person, you know what I'm saying?
I think you're mistaken.
That's why when I die, because Fat Man's important, and I don't want to be dead in like 5 or 6 years, or maybe 10, you know what I'm saying, folks? Now, folks,
this is the same guy who was bragging about the fact he has diabetes when he was eating a 12-pack of ice cream sandwiches.
Diabetes.
I wonder what prompted this change in Fat Man. I wonder if it had something to do with the interview that I conducted with him.
Now, folks, Fat Man is going to lose all his weight.
Give myself some credit. Really, all the way you're going to lose.
It's going to be great, folks, because Fat Man, you know me, I want to go on roller coasters. I want to be able to fit in booths at restaurants. I want to...
Wow, those are some lofty goals. I want to be able to get on a roller coaster and fit in a restaurant booth.
Look sexy, you know I want to...
Oh. Corey, if you're still planning to do a Fat Man mashup, there's a soundbite for you. I bet you Fat Man's on some sort of new mental medication.
Now, folks, until I make my next video showcasing the progress...
The progress?
I want to say goodbye and have a nice day, folks!
Of course. He had to end it with some gagging. So there you go, new Fat Man video. Got just a few other pieces of audio here. This is a short one. This is where a guy is getting ready to blow his wad all over a girl, but he's a little too relaxed. Yes. Right when he comes. There's the fart. Now, finally, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, I've got clips from a porno. I don't know who would even want to watch this. It's a porno involving a woman and Osama bin Laden.
Monica Kane reporting to you from the rugged terrain of Afghanistan. Right outside, we believe, what is to be the hideout of Osama bin Laden and his Al-Qaeda.
Okay, there's so many things that are wrong within the first 10 seconds of her babbling. First of all, the military doesn't know where Osama bin Laden is at, but apparently this local TV news bimbo does. Highly implausible. And you're gonna get fucked. Second of all, Osama bin Laden isn't in Afghanistan, supposedly. He's, I guess, in Pakistan, right? He's hiding out there. And finally...
Of Osama bin Laden and his Al-Qaeda.
I don't think that's the proper usage.
There's some sort of fire, some sort of activity going on down here. I don't know if we're...
Ah!
Oh my god! Oh my god! Okay, I'm an American journalist.
Yeah.
Okay, USA, okay?
Yeah, that's exactly what you would want to say to Osama bin Laden and his Al-Qaeda. I'm an American! No, you got this all wrong. United States of America. That's where I'm from, you see.
USA, okay?
Follow us!
All right, so here's just a little bit of Osama bin Laden fucking some chick. What's this? Halakalaka! Halakalaka!
That's an emblem. That's an akolakol.
Akolakol. Wow. Yeah, right there is the start of the happy ending. That's where our boys come running into the cave and decapitate Osama bin Laden and his cronies. What's with these pornos and their special effects? Yesterday with the flaming dildo pyrotechnics and today with decapitating Osama? I think they used Jim Henson's Creature Shop. All right, enough of this bullshit. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Alrighty, just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now, $5 a month or $50 a year. You get full access to the Distorted View Archives. That's every single episode of DV since we started this December 2004. Plus, you can even hear some old episodes of DV from like 2000 or 2001. From the Tell Me days. Plus, you get extended shows, exclusive programs. This weekend, for instance, we'll be doing a weekend program for you Sideshow members. And, of course, video casts. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Again, $5 a month or $50 a year. First story we have for you today. A man who broke into his neighbor's home west of Brisbane and used her vacuum cleaner and a detergent bottle as a sex aid has avoided jail. He was criminally horny, but there's no law against that. Jamie Thomas Lacey, 27, was apparently high on LSD.
And we sat there carrying on a conversation with that hot dog. Finally, I decided I was just hallucinating, so I put it in my mouth and bit down. It screamed so loud that you could hear it all over town, so I had to throw it on the ground and step on it. And I was jumping on this hot dog in the middle of Market Street. I realized that I had murdered it.
That poor hot dog had a wife and seven kids to support. You monster. Yes, Jamie Thomas Lacey, 27, was high on LSD and amphetamines when he broke into the house in September 2004. He pleaded guilty in district court to burglary and willful damage. The court was told his neighbor returned home on September 29th to find her bathroom in a total state of disarray. There's not much he didn't fuck in that bathroom, apparently. Crown Prosecutor Julie Aylward told the court pornographic magazines and clothes were strewn around the room, and that a makeshift sex aid constructed from a toilet duck bottle, a piece of wood, and a latex glove had also been left behind. Crafty. He could be a guest host on Simple Living. Hi, I'm Jamie Thomas Lacey, and coming up today on Simple Living, I'll show you how to make an adorable and attractive butt plug cozy. Plus, wanna fuck yourself but you're on a budget? I'll save you time and money by constructing a dildo out of a Coke bottle and a meat tenderizer. Finally, how many potatoes can I fit in my ass? Let's find out together today on Simple Living. I'd watch that. You could do it during sweeps week or something. Yes, in addition to the toilet duck bottle, the piece of wood and latex glove, the woman's vacuum cleaner had also been left in the bathroom. Ew. Lacey's defense attorney Sean Gordon argued there was no proof his client had used the vacuum cleaner as a sex aid, but Judge Tony Rafter said it was unlikely it had been used for cleaning. Quote, I'm sure your client didn't hoover the carpets. Police attended Lacey's house just days after the incident. During the search, police uncovered a black carry bag filled with condoms, gloves, creams, and a tapered wooden stick. Lacey told police it was his masturbation bag, but denied any knowledge of the burglary. Who the fuck needs a masturbation bag? You know what my masturbation bag is? X-Tube. It's available wherever you go. And you don't need to carry it like some stupid bag. Masturbation bag. Anyways, this guy was arrested in December 2006 after police finally matched his DNA to that found on the latex glove attached to the toilet duck bottle. Since the incident in 2004, he says that he's cleaned up his life and he's now the father of a seven-month-old. Judge Rafter agreed that it would be counterproductive to send him to jail. There you go. Second story we have for you today comes from Berlin. Staff at a German butcher's shop were shocked to discover a customer had hidden two sex toys in their sausages for transport to Dubai. What? Quote, it was two latex dildos with a natural look, said a spokesperson for police in the southwestern city of Mannheim. Nice, although I prefer my dildos with a mahogany finish. Maybe a nice wooden dildo, shellacked. Why the hell were they hiding it in a sausage? I don't understand. Is Don on the phone? After shopping there earlier in the day, the man who spoke broken English returned to the butcher's with two large sausages. He asked a shop assistant to wrap and cool them until he departed for Dubai the next day. But the assistant noticed the goods had got heavier. Someone's trying to pull a fast one over on us. Hiding a dildo in a sausage. The assistant noticed the goods had gotten heavier and alerted police. Officers discovered the man, who was about 50, had removed some of the meat and packed the dildos inside. Quote, he could have used a loaf of bread, the spokesman said. It's not against the law here, but obviously I can't speculate on what customs in Dubai will have to say about it. Well, I'm sure they're not going to be happy with him over there. I mean, the guy went through the trouble of stuffing a dildo inside of a sausage. Oh. Coming up on Simple Living, dildo stuffed sausages. Okay. Ooh, they're hickory smoked sausages. Final story we have for you today comes from Washington. A Lake Stevens area man who allegedly forced his way onto a loaded school bus Friday and stole two children's backpacks was charged Tuesday with two counts of second-degree robbery and a pair of other felonies. A judge Tuesday increased bail for James Day Gilligan to $250,000. Gilligan told police he was simply trying to stop grade school children from smuggling drugs. Oh yes, the plot thickens. Police found three knives on him, and Gilligan made cryptic comments as to what he intended to use them for. When police asked Gilligan why he had accosted the school children, Gilligan told officers that his dog, a poodle named Peaches, told him the youngsters were carrying drugs in their backpacks. He also told officers that the knives he carried were to take care of them drug smugglers. Although I'm sure it came out more like, yes, I was able to work it in today. Gilligan was also charged Tuesday with one count of third-degree assault for allegedly kicking and biting two county sheriff deputies and one count of malicious mischief for kicking out a side window of a patrol car while being brought to jail. According to documents, Gilligan first accosted a 10-year-old boy at a bus stop. He took the boy's backpack and then drove off. Yes, Gilligan followed the bus and then forced his way onto it at the next stop and confronted a 10-year-old girl. He allegedly took her backpack and at first told the bus driver he wasn't going to leave until the police came because students on the bus were dealing drugs. When told the police had already been called, Gilligan left. He was arrested at home after several witnesses reported the incident and got the license number off of his truck. Gilligan told deputies he had smoked methamphetamines earlier that day to help him find the drugs easier.
One more hit, no time to waste on it.
Of course, he just wanted to know what they smelled like so he could more easily identify them, you see. He's really a hometown hero. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, I gotta say thanks to Vaz for sending me the link to Fat Man. He let me know that Fat Man was going on a diet, so thank you very much, Vaz.
Hey, Tim. Hi, what's up?
Hi.
I got a sextastic term for you.
Wow, you are so... No, that's wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. I think you mean you have a bizarre sex term.
Bizarre sex terms, yeah.
All right, what do you got for me, sir?
Sure, let me... All right, check this out.
Okay.
This is called the hairy dog butt munch. All right, so you get about, like...
Oh, no.
3 jars of peanut butter, preferably Peter Pan peanut butter, so it will kill you afterwards. All right. And you put it on your dog's asshole. So, like, you spread that peanut butter all up in good. And
oh, no.
This would probably be easier if the dog was chained down.
Oh, no. So oh, no. Oh. Rip you.
You get nothing. You lose! Good day, sir!
I want to get a picture of you losing your money. Say cheese!
Wow, that voicemail was an utter train wreck.
Tim, did you hear Fat Man's going on a diet?
No, haven't heard that yet.
Hey, Tim, it's EB. I just remembered this.
Oh.
When I got out my old, old Bobbitt thing. I remember
this
that...
This is Electro Baby, right, EB?
Saturday Night Live skit.
Oh, no.
I don't... Weekend Update that had a little parody of Bobbitt called Beat It, I believe it's what it was called. And every time Amy Poehler used...
Oh, I can't believe it. Thing. Again? You've got to be kidding me!
Every time...
I want to get a picture of you losing your money. Say cheese!
Things are not going well today.
Hey, Tim. I just remember Alex from Quebec here. That's in Canada, by the way.
Right.
I had a You Know Your Freak When moment when I was listening to your voicemail, and some guys are complaining about how he's eating breakfast when he was listening to your show and got grossed out by the vomit porn. Well, I listen to your show every time I eat breakfast.
Yes, that does make you a freak.
Hey, Tim, it's one of your underage listeners here, Kevin from New Jersey.
Shame on you.
I sent by that Black & Decker dildo video a while back. Anyway, ever noticed one of those baby on board stickers? How about you do a freak on board sticker?
Ah.
And you know, it says swordview.com on under it. Anyway, just an idea.
Maybe as a bumper sticker or something? Sure, that's possible.
IDK, my BFF, Don West.
What? God damn it, if your voicemail was a little bit longer, I could have played the train wreck sound effect.
Hey, Tim, it's Violet, one of your sideshow freaks from Phoenix. I don't know if you did the story or not.
Lady.
I'm still catching up on old episodes. It's that Cascade, Washington has a new streetcar line. Officially, it's called the South Lake Union Streetcar.
Yes, I heard
about
that.
But in older
story.
Parts of the area, they're calling it the South Lake Union Trolley, or the SLUT.
The SLUT.
It's a really popular acronym. People are buying T-shirts with it. I also thought you'd want to hear, there's a new radio station in Phoenix. It's KKNT. Very popularly being called the cunt by everybody. The funny thing...
107.5, the cunt.
It's a conservative talk station.
Oh,
I love the show. Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you very much for those news tips.
Hey, Tim. It's Nathan from Alabama. Hey, what do you suppose that the casting call for that porn, that midget porn was like? I mean, I've never seen more than...
Under a big top.
2 midgets at a time in the same place. I don't know how the hell they get, 5 or 6 midgets to do a porn altogether. It seems kind of crazy.
The stars aligned.
Dildo? I mean, really. How do you get midgets to do a porn with a flaming dildo? I mean, that's got to be pretty specific.
They're afraid of fire. Fire bad! Thank you very much for the voicemail. That's all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. As you know, God, I want a shellacked dildo. Shiny. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. And we will see you back here tomorrow for the Big Friday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
They can make you slap somebody.